Moncrief on News Talk.
Coastal erosion. It's a natural process, but that might be cold comfort if you live close to the coast. And thanks to climate change, the process does seem to be speeding up. Michelle McKeown is an environmental geographer. Afternoon, Michelle.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
How much of our coastline is at risk?
Oh, the EPA have a statistic around 20 to 30% of our soft coastlines, they reckon, are at risk from coastal erosion. But it's not happening the same everywhere as well. Certain parts of our coastline have more resistant rocks and different, I suppose, wave energy compared to others, which other, you know, parts of the coastline tend to have softer, less resistant rocks as well.
Okay, so would we know? Would there, you know, is there a body someplace that has a list of coastlines that are more likely to collapse or erode quickly?
Well, that's a good question. So I think when it comes to looking at our geology, really Geological Survey Ireland have excellent records. But in terms of having a look at, I suppose, coastal erosion, I don't think those records, to my knowledge, exist anyway. There are, I suppose, at the moment, we don't really have a national, I suppose, coastal erosion monitoring program. But the OPW, actually, sorry, have started one, and they're working with local authorities like Wexford County Council. So I suppose they're kind of starting to look at, you know, these different rates of erosion.
So it's about time, I would imagine. Because we have seen cases of, you know, people's back gardens disappearing and that kind of thing.
Oh, I know, exactly. Like, you've got hotspots of erosion like Portrane in Dublin or Ross Lair in Wexford. And they've seen several metres of coastline vanish just in a single winter, even after a storm. And in some places, people have literally watched their gardens fall into the sea. So again, you know, it can be very emotional for people, you know, if something like that actually happens. And yeah, it brings into, you know, question a whole lot of big questions like, what do you do? What solutions are there for people? How frustrated do people feel? What about insurance as well?
So what can you do, or can you really do anything, given it's a natural process anyway? You can only slow it down, I assume.
Yeah, because, I mean, our coastlines are dynamic, you know. I mean, we've always had coastal erosion. We've had, you know, sand, bits of rock and everything being worn down and moved into different locations, whether that's kind of up or down the coast or further out at sea. And I suppose the older traditional approach would have been to put in hard engineering structures like seawalls or rock armour. And while they can provide some short-term relief, a lot of times they can cause actually greater problems in an area over long time periods, or relatively short, sometimes only in 10 years, or bring or shift the problem somewhere else as well. So I think there's more dynamic options that, you know, like councils are starting to look at and that scientists are starting to promote. And these are nature-based solutions. So actually understanding coastal dynamics, understanding coastal erosion, the rates, where the sediment's going, and then trying to implement nature-based solutions like dune restoration or salt marsh protection. And they can actually really, really help as well.
Yeah, but that just kind of, I suppose, from what you're saying, it spreads out the impact. It spreads out the impact rather than it completely halts the erosion.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's cases in Australia and even in parts of the US where they've actually imported sand in beach nourishment programs because beach sand has been eroding away. So the import spent millions actually importing sand. And then 2 years later, the sand's gone again because it's just moved somewhere else. Or the opposite. You could try and slow down and build up sand using those groins, those kind of, you see them sometimes along coastlines, those kind of structures that perpendicularly jut out in the ocean. So while they trap sediment somewhere or sand somewhere, it can actually starve a beach somewhere else than the coast. So we should probably be careful, I suppose, with not, you know, trying to protect one coastline, but then another coastal community is experiencing more issues further down the coast.
Okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Do we get any land back, or are the waters around our island just eating it up, and eventually it'll disappear?
No, it actually just moves around. Yeah. So, I mean, certain areas would be experiencing the opposite. They would actually have more sand being deposited in certain areas.
All right.
So
okay.
It's a really, it's they're not static. You know, that's kind of sand and sediment gets moved around. Now, some of it does get pulled back out to the ocean as well. So it's kind of, you know, and one of the things I used to do in my undergraduate actually is we'd go out to beaches in Galway and we'd try and figure out what direction the sand was moving in. That's actually really fun.
Yeah. Well, actually, someone's texting in to say there are bodies who know about certain areas that erode quicker than others. It's called the insurance company. I imagine they would. Michelle, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the environmental geographer, Michelle McKeown there. It's 36 degrees in Paris, someone's texted in to say.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.